Today's daf is daf Zayin. We're holding the last line of Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara quotes from the final three words of the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. Let's look at the Mishnah again of yesterday. It's the Mishnah on the top of the Amud Beis, where the Mishnah told us that depending on what we are speaking about, there are different rules legabe moiser. Moiser typically comes up in two cases. Either that you put aside, for instance, too much funds, like we had about the Moiser Shkolim, that he put away 60 cents instead of 50 cents, so the extra 10 cents of the Mishnah is Moiser Shkolim Chulin. But then the Mishnah also told us about various karbonos. And among the karbonos that we're going to focus on for purposes of this morning's Gemara is going to be the Moiser Chatos, the Moiser Oila, and the Moiser Shlomim, where the Mishnah on the third line said, if you have Moiser Chatos means that there was too much money for Chatos, you set aside $300 to buy a Karm Chatos, you went into the Behemoth store, and the storekeeper told you that you have a special sale this week, and therefore it's a clearance sale, it's only going to cost $250 for a Chatos. What am I going to do with the extra $50? That's called Moiser Chatos. What is it? Vushtai Taka the Mishnah, Moiser Nidava. Nidava means that you put it in the Pushka in the Beis HaMikdash, which is Miyuchad for buying Karbonos Oila, which will be used L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. Kayetz HaMizbeach means on an off day, when you don't have too many customers, you don't want the Mizbeach to be Leidik, so you take from that Pushka, you take Oilois, and you makrav them on the Mizbeach. That's Moiser Chatos. Moiser Oila, said in the Mishnah, goes L'Oila, meaning that the same Balbus that brought his oil, if he has extra money, he takes that money and he will use other funds together with it to bring a future carbon oil. Keep it away in a piggy bank for the next few months. Whenever he decides he's going to bring a carbon oil, he'll take those funds, add some more, and he'll buy a carbon oil. Same thing with the carbon shlomim. You have Moiser shlomim. The shlomim, it goes for future shlomims that this person himself will bring. So there's about a big difference between the Moiser Chatos, Lamoshel, where the money goes for Nedava, or the Moiser Shlomim, where the money goes for his own personal future Shlomim. Now the Mishnah finishes off in the last three words, Moiser Nozer L'Nedava. A Nozer, as we know, has to bring three Karbanos. He brings a Karban Chatos, a Karban Oila, and a Karban Shlomim. So for instance, if he set aside $750 on the basis he's going to use $250, $250, and $250, and then when he went into the store, it was a 2-for-1 sale, and he was able to get the whole thing for only $700, or what have you, and therefore he has $50 left, that Moiser, Shteitech in the Mishnah, Moiser in the Dovah. Now by Nozer, you can also have another case, like the Gemara is going to bring shortly, not only when you have extra funds, but you can have that the Nozer, Chas V'Sholem, passed away, and that's the Moiser, if he left over funds, he had set aside $700 to buy his three Kabbanis, he passed away, so those monies are going to be placed in the Nedava Pushka of the Beis HaMikdash.
Why do you have that three Karbonos Chatos, I understand, because he denies himself the pleasures of the world.
Right.
But why should he bring two other ones? What's the purpose?
Rabbi Cohen, I'm really together with you. What's on the team? The Torah Zuktos in Parshas Nusai, it says that every Nozer has to bring three Karbonos. Not only does he have to bring three Karbonos, he also has to go and bring Lachmim together with it. Not Lachmim Toida, where you have to have 40, 20. Only 20. 20 that you have to go and bring together with his Karbonos. It's a big carbon. If he doesn't want to bring these carbonos, Zolnish Van Kanuze, nobody forced him to come.
I'm saying you bring a carbon because of your chet, because you bring chatos. You're over here also.
As he said to Zach, right? It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's divine wisdom. I don't think that we can understand it. Anyway, so now again we re-embark on Moisin Nozer L'Nedava. That's very simple. You have extra funds, L'Nedava. Says you are Rav Chizda Omar, V'hu Shekor V'chatos L'Besoif. Ho, ho, ho. What the Gemara is basically saying is, the person goes into the store and he buys three karbanos. Which is the final carbon that he brings, or that he bought? So you're thinking to yourself, what difference does it make? You bring this order, that order, this order, that order. No, no, it makes a difference. The gabe the moiser. When will he determine when he has extra funds after he purchases all three? Because after all, the three animals are not exactly the same. One is a keves, one's a kifsa, one's an ayil. So the point is, when he went into the store with his $700, after he picked up two out of the three, when he buys his third carbon, he finds out, oh, now I'll have a moiser, says Rav Chisda, that moiser relates to the third carbon that he bought. Because when he bought the first carbon, he didn't know whether he's going to have moiser. The moiser, the extra remaining funds, is only after he bought the three. So now the shahal is, what was the third carbon that he bought? If the third carbon that he bought was a carbon shlamim, and now he has left over from that carbon shlamim, so guess what? The statement in the Mishnah, Moiser shlamim is for a shlamim. If the last carbon that he brought was, that he bought, was a karm chatas, Moiser chatas goes for nedava. Says Rav Chisda, the person went into the store. He took along his money. He said, I want to go and first buy this carbon. So he handed over $250. Second carbon, another $250. He's got $250 or $300 left. And then they told him, oh, there's a sale, a bargain. He doesn't have to pay the full $250, he only has to pay $200. So he has $50 left. But what was that third carbon that he bought? If that third carbon that he bought was a karm chatos, so this is now a moiser of chatos. That's why the Mishnah says, moiser nozlan adav. But if he bought first his chatos, and then he bought his oila, and then the third carbon is the shlam, and now he discovers that there is a sale on shlamims, and so therefore he has an extra $50, it was a moiser shlamim. Moiser shlam goes for the next shlam, like we had in our Mishnah. So that's what Rav Chisda says. Omer Rav Chisda Omer, v'hu shekorv chatosi b'soif. Then, the remaining balance of funds, that moiser, goes at a double. Avi korv shlam b'soif, moiser would be shlam. And the same thing should be by the oila, but the Gemara doesn't address that. That's Rav Chisda. Omer Rav Zira says, I respectfully disagree. Afila korv shlam b'soif, even if the shlam was the last one, Halacha achas hi benazir, or the Vilna Gaon is greatest. Halacha hi benazir shetia moisra nedava. So Rav Zeira says, Rav Chisda, you're making a fundamental mistake. Don't analyze each carbon separately. It's a package of three carbonos. The Torah says you got to bring three carbonos as one. Whether you bring the chatas first and the shlamim later, shlamim first, the chatas later, doesn't make a difference for our purposes. Bottom line is, it's a package deal of three, and if this package normally would cost you $750, $250 per carbon, by the fact that he bought all three together, he gets a clearance sale, he only pays $700, so he got $50. The $50 that he was left over with is not $50 al shlomim, $50 al chatas, $50 al soil, it's al nazir. There's a loch al moish mesinai, $50 of nazir left over, moisir nazir le nedavah. And therefore it makes no difference which one he bought first and which one he bought last. Yes, Barry.
You're explaining the Mishnah should crave a chatas b'sof as he purchased it, but the lashon of crave is not purchased.
You're right. You're right. It's mashua the bringing of the carbon. The mefarshim muchinzach with that. The mefarshim say that's lachori has to be the pshat because there are other gemaras. The gemara is going to touch on it in a moment. There's something called mois mefurashim and mois stumim. Mois mefurashim means that the nozer sets aside in three separate cubbies. $250 for my chatas, $250 for my oila, $250 for a shlam. So the three, he puts in three separate pushkalach, one chatas, one oila, and one for a shlam. In that case, kuli alma moide, that the moiser would be moiser for that particular pushkalach, right? He goes to the store, brings his pushka for chatas, takes the money out, he buys the chatas, I have extra money, that's chatas money. Right. That we're talking about, the machloik is by mo'ois stumim. Mo'ois stumim, that he put all the $700 together in one pushka, and then when will it become mifurashim? When he actually buys it. So when he goes into the store and he hands over the funds for the shlamim, so now that part is already shlamim money. That has nothing to do anymore with the chatas, with the oil. Then he takes the money, he uses it for the oil money, so now that part is oil. What's left over the mo'ois stumim? By default, the only thing that's left is lemoshel lekarb mechatas. So now, if he has extra funds left over, so Rav Chisda, that money will be taka for nedava. But if the last one is going to go and be a shlamim, then the extra lost money will be shlam. You're right. The lashon gemara is karva, but the mafarshim explain it doesn't mean when he actually brings it, but when he purchases and he designates those funds. And we'll see that that's going to be the way the gemara is going to continue on. Okay, so again, according to Rav Chisda, we look upon each carbon like a separate carbon. And Rav Zeira says, no, we look upon Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, it's a package deal, it makes no difference which order. See, Gemara tells us now, Masis Masai L'Dein, or Masis Masai L'Dein. I have two braises. One is a Raya to Rav Chisda, and one is to Rav Zeira. Masisa Messiah Rab Zeira. We're going to start with the second Mandiyama first. I'll bring you a right that it's a package deal. Elohein Moistumen. Oh, what we just spoke about. That you had Moistumen, which means he originally set aside $700, $800. What is the definition of Moistumen? Kosha de Mechatos. The Vilna Goyen takes out Misois. Kosha de Mechatos Muravis Behen. As long as there is money of Chatos among those Moistumen. And then the Brice continues on. Vafilu Hifrish de Mechatos Mitoicha. Even if you've already removed the de Mechatos, meaning initially you had Mois Stumen from all three Karbanos, even if you've already removed a third of it for the Kar Mechatos, to purchase the Kar Mechatos, and therefore the only two that you have left over are now the Oila monies and the Shlomo monies, they are considered to be Mois Stumen Hein. And what is their halacha? Zok Ditaklin Chadetit, Mois Stumen Hein, the Yiplu Linedava, and they fall for Nedava. I don't understand why it falls for Nedava. Since I've already taken out the Chatos monies, so now the monies which are left over, 50% are Oila, 50% Shlomim, so the Chayra should say like the Mishnah, whatever is left over for an Oila goes for an Oila, whatever is left over for Shlomim goes for a Shlomim. But that's not the Halacha, it's Yiplu Linedava. Zeitman Dach Reb Zeira is right that this is a package deal which applies to Hilchois Nozir. It's not a Chatas din, it's not a Shlomim din, it's a Nozir din. So therefore, even though you took out the Chatas monies earlier, it still goes in a double. Zot Yimar Masniza Messiah L'Rav Chizda. We have a Braisa, which is Messiah, it's in Rav Chizda. What was Rav Chizda? Remember, he did look at each one individually. As Zot Azei. He put together two piggy banks. One piggy bank in which he put the Chatos money, and he said, this is going to be for the Chatos, and the other one will be Lishar, meaning, of course, for the Oila and for the Shlam. So he divided up the funds, instead of into three, into two, a Chatos money and Oila and Shlam money. Umas, and then number Rahmun Islam, the Nazir passed away. So the funds which are left over now are now funds which, according to our Mishnah, Lechayra, Moise, Nazir, Linedav. So Shteito on the Braisa, my Alan Bekulan, you only get the din of Me'ila, meaning that you have to bring Yasham, Me'ilois, etc. That's only if you moil in all, you took all of the funds and you use them. But you're not going to be Oiver if you only use Mitzvahs. Now, when we talk about Me'alim B'Kulam, Me'alim B'Mitzosim, we could be referring to the second part. Forget about the Chatos, the oil and the Shlom money. You're only going to be Moil if you use all of them, not if you use some of them. Now what's the reason why you only be Moil if you use all of them? So that's already a very double poshet for all those of us that have a basic recollection of Hilchois, the Zvachim from Masechta Zvachim. And that is when it comes to Kodshi Kudoshim, there is a Me'ila when it's already, even when it's still in the money. Because Kodshi Kudoshim is a Me'ila immediately. The Kodshim Kalim, the Me'ila only attaches
after Zrika.
After Zrika and only to the
Basar.
To the Aymerim. Exactly. That's the only time. So therefore, of these funds that I have now, this Pekula funds, let's look upon it as if they're already Karbanais. The only part that is going to be in Dinah Me'ila will be on the Oila part, not on the Shlomim part. Why not the Shlomim part? Because Shlomim is a Kodshim Kalim. And this is even less than a card because it's only still in the money. So that's why the price says you want to be over the Hilchas Me'ila, then you have to be Moil in all. You got to use all the funds. Because for instance, if you only took half of the funds and you use it to go and buy new Gemara Shkolim, which is a very worthy thing to do, but nevertheless, you're not going to be Moil if only use half of the funds, because maybe those funds are the Shlomim funds and not the Oila fund. Shlomim funds, there's no din of Me'ila. If you use all of them, oh. So now the question is, why is that the case? After all, we're talking about that this Nazir died. If this Nazir died, what's his halacha? Moiser Nazir l'nedava. Whatever is left over from the Nazir goes for Nedava. What's the Nedava? That's a pushka in the Beis Hamikdash that's going to be used to purchase oilas. What's an oila? Oilas kachay kudoshim. So then there should be a dinah me'ila on any of the funds, not only if he's moil in all of them, even if moil b'miktsasin. Because the fact
that there's the kachay kudoshim before you buy the carbon, the moil should be kachay kudoshim.
That you see that from the Gemara itself. The Gemara says me'alim b'kulan. If you use all of the funds, you get a dinah me'ila. And we're talking about money. We're not talking about that he bought the kabanas yet. So me'alim b'kulan is me'ila if he uses all. But the Gemara is saying is, even if he doesn't use all, even if he only uses 1%.
It's already labeled.
It's already labeled linadava. Why? Because it goes linadava. Linadava goes l'kayitza mizbeach, and you buy only oilois for kayitza mizbeach. It's a fedukta Gemara yet. V'loy omar imes yiplin adava. L'choyre shouldn't be the halacha. We're talking about mess. Shetach mess. If it's a mess, then it's moiser. If it's moiser, it's l'nadava. If in adava, it's all kachi kudishim. So why is there only a din of me'ila on all? Should be me'ila even b'mitzis. Is docha simen like Rav Chizda. That what creates the din of moiser l'nadava, only if you're talking about the carbon chatos. You have extra funds of the carbon chatos. Here, since the chatos was separate, eilu chatosi. Vashan Zerusai, the other two were never chatos monies. They were oila monies and they were shlama monies. And I don't look at it like Zeira says, it's a package deal, hilchois carbonis nazir. I look at each one individually. So individually, those two were shlam men oila, and they remain shlam men oila. They won't go in a dova, because it's not extra funds of the chatos fund, it's the extra funds of the shlam and the oila funds. So whatever is left over for shlam men will go for shlam. Whatever goes for oila, goes for oila. And therefore, that's why there's only a me'ila in Gansin and not in Mitzosan. And that's why it doesn't say yiplin adav. So that's why you have a rai both Rav Chizda and Rav Zeira Zayafai. But we only focus so far on the three karbunais. Now we're going to focus on the lachmim that the limnozer has to bring. He has to go and bring 20 lachmim. Zog di mar Rav Chizda amar, moiser lachmoy shel nozer is yurkav. What means moiser lachmoy? Again, Chas Shalom, the Nazir, he went and he already was bringing his karbonos, and he already baked the 10 matzahs which you're going to use, the 20 that you're going to use for the carbon, and that was the Nazir Gishtar. So what do you do with those lachmim now? Yurkav, you have to let them spoil, and then you'll have to discard them. It's Omer Rav Yoisi V'yos. What Rav Chizda said now was Zayigit Gezot. Why? Because like Rimi b'fnei Yatzmai, einat yuchal. You can't just go and bring a separate carbon of just matzahs of the lachmim of the nozer. She'en lechal lechem karv la'atzmai. There's no such thing as a din of lechem being brought on its own. Mincha, yeah, but not lachmim. Like Rimi b'zizacheres, to go and say, okay, I have
an
ander nozer. Einat yuchal, you also can't. She'en lechal naziris, bo'a b'lay lechem. In other words, when the nozer takes upon himself naziris, he has to bring his own, exactly as Alazana Kaburis. Lefum kein means like the fichach, tzorach meimer, mujmin zogin, like tzorach loimar, moiselach v'shal nozer yurkav. So I agree with Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda to zeh zeh shein, so Rav Yoisi, I agree with it. Seventh gemara, savrin meimer who? So the oilam or savrin meimer. So now the bnei yeshiva that were learning this gemara thought to themselves, mistoma, the same thing applies not only to hu lachmai but hu moiser nesachav. Now we all know that whenever you bring a carbon oila or a carbon shlomim in the base of Mikdash, you also have to have your minchas nisachim. What's minchas nisachim? When you talk about the nesach of the yayin, chatzia hin yelapar, shlisha sehin lo ayil, or avia sehin la keves yoyin. Aha. So therefore you have those shiurim of nisachim. So what happens, Nochemul, the Zelba Nuzir that we just had now, let's not talk about another Nuzir. Only one Nuzir should pass away, Chasim, not two Nuzirim. So this Nuzir passed away, he left over Moisel Lechem, and he also left over the Yayin. So the Moisel Lechem, we said, is Yurkav. Was it time with the Yayin? So Savri, the Chachom, the Savrin Meimer, that probably what would Rav Chizda hold? He'd hold the same thing. Hu Lachmai, Hu Moisel Nesachav, that it should also be Yurkav. Yurka may not be the proper term, but the point that we should also wait until it's spoiled and it becomes dry wine or it becomes vinegar or essig, and look, then we will discard it. That's what they said. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Bun, nein. He says that there's a difference between the Nesachim and between the Lachmim. The Nesachim goes only on the Mizbeach. Nobody drinks from that wine. Since it goes on the Mizbeach, it has a status like an Oila, and therefore it's Kila Kulil, so to speak. And what's the din? It's a din of Kodshi Kudishim. What's it done by Kachi Kudishim? So we had like the beginning of our Mishnah. The Chatois and the Ashomais, Alice has a din of, since it's Kachi Kudishim, Moisa and the Dova, and therefore the Yiplin and Dova. So not like we thought, because the Lachmim has a din of Kachim Kalim. It's eaten even by plain folk, it's not eaten only by the Kahanim. So it's Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim, Moisa in the Sukhav, we said is Yurkav. I'm sorry, the Moiser Halachim is Yurkav. But the Moiser Nesachim, which is something that you pour on the Mizbeach, therefore the Halach is Yiplalin Edavim. Because it's Kachi Kudishim. Says the Gemara, Al Da'at Rabbi Yosi Rabbun, that Rabbi Yosi Rabbun just said now, that's based on and it's in accordance with, now there's a shtickle gears to change here from the Gra, if you turn to the girl for a moment, we have the Oiz Dalit, and he says, Hachigasinan, Al Data means according to his Shita, according to his view, the Rabbi Yisrael Barbun, Ushmuel, Rav Chizda, Reb Luzar, Shloshten Amri Dover Echad, Vashasha bin Taim Nimchek. What the Gemara is saying is that Halucha, the Rabbi Yisrael Barbun just said now, that is consistent with the three of Shmuel, Rav Chizda, and Reb Luzar, that they also hold in different cases that the Moiser goes on a double. So who are these three? So go to skip a couple lines, which is Shlosh and Amr Dover Echad, and we go to, although it says Reb Chizda, it's really Rav Chizda, Ahad Yamarin. Now what's Ahad Yamarin? This Ahad Yamarin is what Reb Yoisi Brebun just said now by the halacha of Moiser Nesachim. Because remember, it was Rav Chizda that said Moiser Lachmoi is your cup. The sovereign, the Bnei Yeshiva, thought that what would he hold, Lagabi Nesachim, all to your cup. So the Beis Rabun, explaining Rav Chizda, nein, Rav Chizda will hold Moiser Nesachim is Yiplin Adab. So this Rav Chizda that we're talking about, Ahad Yamaran, this halacha that we just said now, Yiplin Adab. Who's Shmuel? The Amr Rabbi Yoisi, Adi Ano Taman, whilst I was still in Bavel, this is the Gemara we had yesterday, Shamis Kol Rabbi Yehuda, I heard his call, the Shaul Shmuel that he heard, Ashmuel. It's an interesting lashon. I heard the call of Rabbi Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. So Mepharshim say it's talking about that Rabbi Yosi was standing outside the Beis Medrash, but apparently the walls were thin enough that he heard Rabbi Yehuda asking. So he didn't see Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel, but he heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel. If a shikloy mess, what happens if a person sets aside a machzeh shekel? He wants to give it to the gizbar, but unfortunately he passed away. You mess. What happens to it? Amalei yiplin adavar. Oh, so I have another case of yiplin adavar. I have the case by the moiser nesachim yiplin adavar. I have the case of the moiser shkolim. The reason why the moiser shkolim goes to nedavar is very simple. Because what do you use with the shkolim money? You go and use it to buy karbonos tzibur. Karbonos tzibur are kachi kudishim. What's it in by kachi kudishim? We have the gavad chatas, but the osham is moiser nedavar. So therefore, he holds yiplin adavar. Reb Luzer Aimer, moiser asiris ho'eifa shiloi. You remember we learned this yesterday in the Gemara. The Gemara said that Masirus Eif is referring to the Masirus Eif of the Kohen Gudel, that this is the machvat, the chavitin that he brings every single day. So you had a machloikis, what do you do with the moiser? So you have again a blue zombie, it's on the top. So that's what the Gemara said. That when Rabbi Yosef Rabun just said now that Moiser Nesachim is Nedava, we quote three other giants that hold the same way. Rav Chizda, which is how Rabbi Yosef Rabun explained Rav Chizda. We have Shmuel and Rabbi Bluzer, that each one in their own cases said the Moiser is Yiplo Nedava. Now, we leave now the parasha for a moment of Machzeh Shekel and Karbonos, and now we talk about the inyan of Tzedakah. The reason why we go into it is because by there you also have the concept of Moiser. So look at the Mishnah. Moiser Shvuyim.
We finished quoting yesterday's Gemara now.
We finished already. Okay. I want to repeat it again. So I see from Reb Luza that's the third man Yomar in the triumvirate of Rav Chizda, Shmuel, and Reb Luza that all three hold Yiplin Adava.
Yes,
Moiser. So the Mishnah. Moiser Shvuyim Lishvuyim. You have Gizborim, Gizbai, Gaboi Tzedakah, that are collecting funds. They heard Nebuchadu, Drai, Elach, Eden, that are sitting in jail in Japan, and you have to go and redeem them. So they went and they collected funds on behalf of all three. Baruch Hashem, a rare situation, where not only did they have enough money, they had even extra funds. So what do you do with the extra funds? Says the Gemara, put it away for other future Shavuyim. If it happens again, we had yesterday Nebuch, someone that was collecting funds for people in jail, the families. Ah, where? Nebuch. Where?
Where it happened?
It happened here in Beis Medrash. Somebody was collecting funds. I know it's hard to believe that you've been Erech Yid behind bars. Apparently he spoke too many times during Chazur Sashat or during the lining, and therefore Nebuch he was arrested. Anyway, Moiser Shvuyim Lishvuyim. Then the Mishnah continues, what about Moiser Shavuy? They didn't collect funds for a mass of 3, 5, 10, 20 Shvuyim. This was for a specific Shavuy. For Yankel Smith, who was Nebuch sitting behind bars, they collected for him. Baruch Hashem, they had enough money. They finally were able to get him out from jail. What do you do with the extra funds? Then the Moiser Shavuy. Because people didn't collect for an unidentified individual. They knew Yankel Smith is sitting in jail, so they collected money for him. So if this Yankel, Baruch Hashem, gets out of jail, any balance of the funds goes to him. Now the same thing applies to Aniyim. Moisra Anim, he had a general fund that was collected on behalf of Anim generally. Moisra Anim, that goes to Anim. Moisra Ani, if you collected funds for a particular Ani, Moisra Ani, that goes to that, because I didn't want to give money for Yankel Beryl Shmerel. I wanted for this particular Yankel Smith. Moisra Ani, give it to him, even if he now, he's become enriched, because we collected so much funds, it's not only to take away the Anias, he has extra. Och, you give it Moisra Ani. Now, Moisir HaMesim, by the way, when we said Moisir Shvuyim and Moisir Aniyim, even though the Mishnah says Moisir Shvuyim LeShvuyim, which means Shvuyim Acherim, and Moisir Aniyim also Aniyim Acherim, that's Davka if we don't know the identities of the Shvuyim and the Aniyim. In other words, I know there's a group of 3, 10, 5, whatever, I'm collecting for Shvuyim, I have extra money, then I use it for other Shvuyim. Same thing, Aniyim, I know that there's a class of Aniyim out there, 3, 5, 10, 20, I collect it, I have extra funds, leave other Aniyim. But if in fact there is a list of Shvuyim Aniyim, that I tell the Oilam, we're collecting for the following 5 Shvuyim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar. These 5. And Baruch Hashem, there's such an outpour of emotion on the part of the Kohl, though I have extra funds, since it was collected for these particular 5, it would be like the halacha of Lo'oysi Shavui, that would give now the extra balance to those 5 individuals. It's just if I don't know who, I just say for 5, for 10 people, then it goes for Shavuyim Acherim, and the same thing Legabe Aniyim Acherim, as we state in this one. Anyway, now Moisra HaMesim. In other words, we had to collect funds because, unfortunately, every year there are 3 or 4 or 5 people in the community that pass away total Aniyim, and they need funds to be buried, otherwise Nebuchadnezzar will take him to Potter's Field. So, what do? You have to collect funds for these Mason. What happens, Baruch Hashem, in a given year there's extra funds left over, okay, so then you leave it for other Mason. Unfortunately, this is going to happen in the future again. Moisra Mesla Mesla. What happens Moisra Hames? What happens for a particular Yankel Smith, Nebuch, who's suffering so terribly? First he was a Shavuy, and then he became an Ani, and now Nebuch, he passed away. So what do you do with this Yankel Smith? You collect funds for his Kaver and for his Tachrichim, and there's extra money left over. So now you have a 3-way Machlekes. Tanakama says the Yorshim, you give it for his Yorshim. Ramayir Oimer Moisra Mes Yehimunach Achiyav Eliyo. Don't touch it, just leave it there until Yoh Novi comes. Ram Nusan Oimer Moisra Mes Boinun Loi Nefesh Al Kivroi. Since you have extra funds, go and build a nice kever, a nice matseva on his kever. In other words, it's Masha from the Mishnah that this wasn't standard policy that everybody got matzevas. In fact, remember from the first Mishnah of our Masechta, very often there was no tziyun, and that's why they'd have to make tziyunim to identify, put the lime on and paint it and say that somebody's buried it. So Chas Hashom, people shouldn't become tummy. So you see, it wasn't a common occurrence that everybody got a matzeva. Perhaps it was too expensive. The point is, if you have extra funds left over, so Tarnusen, Macha Nefesh mean make a matzeva al kibrei. Or Macha Gresel matzeva. Yeah, Gresel matzeva. Good. So we have a 3-way machloikas. What's the machloikas toloyin? The Gemara doesn't go into it, but the Mefarshim go into whether or not the mess that passed away, if he were to know that funds were collected on his behalf, would he want that the money should go to his Yorshim, or should the funds be used on his behalf to make a matzeva? What do we mean? Because the mess knows the Nebuch, he's Nebuch a mess. His whole life was a mess. That what? The Nebuch, he didn't have funds on a choshev kemes, so they collected funds for him. But to go and there should be a call in the veld that they had extra funds and now they gave it to the Yorshim, it's not a bizoin for the Yorshim. And maybe the mess had Busha Nebuch. He lived his whole life with Busha and Ani. But that people should go and say that the Yorshim are also collecting funds already, you know, let's give them their turn that they should start collecting funds. It's on a Busha that his funds should be used for the Yorshim, and that's why Rav Nusan says, Taka, don't use it for them, but use it for him, and that's why the money was collected initially. Make a matzeh. Anyway, Zokti Yimara. What happens if Govuloi Becheska She'en Loi Menim Tishiyeshloi? They went to collect the funds. They heard that Yankel Smith is Nebuch a poor guy, and when everybody heard Nebuch, he was killed suddenly, there was an outpouring of emotion. Let's collect funds, let's get together. They collected a whole bunch of money, and then afterwards they find Yankel Smith, Baruch Hashem, had a life insurance policy. $1 million, or he had money stashed away. You never know. Even these homeless guys that walk around with the bags, and afterwards they find the bags are full of cash. But anyway, Zalzana Zayz, we found out that he's got plenty of dough. So what do you do with the money now? Rabbi Yirmiyasava Meimer Moisa Mesliyarshim. He said, you know what? I hold like the Tanikama that said we have extra monies. Ein lucha extra monies gedoy lemizu. We're not using the funds because Baruch Shem Yishba. Give it to the Yarshim. It's Amulet of Idi, so Rabbi Idi of Chutra. Chutra is the name of a place. Rabbi Idi of Chutra said to Rabbi Yirmiya, Hag Atzmacha. Tell me, think about it. Like Kivnan LLA. the only reason why people collected the funds was because they knew, they thought the Yankel Smith was a poor guy. But if it turns out the Yankel Smith had plenty of dough, why should you go and give it to the Yorshim? In other words, in a sense, go and give a refund, give the money back. Because the whole thing was on Mekach toys, right?
You can't. Once money's collected, it's hard to give back money once it's collected from the Tzibur.
If you can identify, give it to the people you identify. If you can't, then presumably Moshe Mess, and you'll have maybe Yemunach, or Yem Liyom, maybe use for another Mess.
That's the mayor.
Yeah, exactly. So what the Gemara is saying is, Rav Idi of Chutra is saying, you know, if I can understand the machloikas in our Mishnah, because the machloikas in our Mishnah means that they were well-intentioned, and the guy taka needed money, because Nebuchadnezzar, the guy was an ani ve'evyoin, we needed money, but the people were so generous that there was extra funds. What do we do with the extra funds? However, if this was a mekach toys to start off with, that the people thought he was poor, but really he was rich, then the whole thing was a mistake. So, well, why should he give it to you? Why should he give it to anybody? Give the funds back. That's what Rav Idi said to Rav Yirmi. Omalei, so Rav Yirmi answered back, Anoli Amris. At minolach. So now the two pshatim and how you learn this. Antli amris at minolach. The pshat of takli charetin is that you find in other gemaras that the gemara says that if Rabbi loy hayaloy rebchia minayin. What's the lashon that he has? He brings the lashon over here. Kedemrim ba'alma Rabbi lishana chia minayin loy. Says this takli charetin. It's the sixth or seventh of the wide line of the takli charetin. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, Rabbi Leishoner Chia Minayin Lai, meaning that Rabbi Chia was the star Talmud of Rabbi, and therefore, how did Rabbi Chia come up with a Chiddush that he didn't hear from Rabbi? All of his Torah, just like in this week's Seder, domestic Eliezer, he was doing the Mashke Mitaroizish Rabbi. Everything that Rabbi Chia learned, he had a Makar from Rabbi. So to go and find a brand new Brice of Rabbi Chia, where you don't even have a remez to it in a Mishnah somewhere, the Gemara says, if Rabbi Leishana, Chia Minayin Lai, how would Chia know this? And so therefore, what Rabbi Yirmi is saying to Rabbi Idi, apparently Rabbi Yirmi was Rabbi Idi's Rabbi, and he's saying to Rabbi Idi, I never taught this Svara to you. So how can you come up with these Svaras on your own, that you go and say that, I didn't say this Svarah. Where would you take this Svarah from? That's the way the Takan Charetin learns. Other Mepharshim learn that what he's telling him is that I, Rabbi Yirmiah, Savar Meimer. Savar Meimer means Chagiklet. I thought this was my Muskel Risha, my Havamina, Azeit Shizhog. And now, Rabbi Idi, you come back with conclusive as a fest, with a fester conclusion that this is Allah. So he said to him, you know, with all due respect, Rabidi, I didn't say it with the same degree of conviction. I was just saying him to have him in the mitzvah. And now, how do you know this so conclusively? In other words, this is the type of thing that you have to think about. It's not so simple. You make it a simple, open and shut issue. It's not so open and shut. This is the type of thing that we have to give due consideration to. Okay. Now the Gemara continues, and we have a Braisa which amplifies a drop the Mishnah. And the Braisa quotes Reb Dudi. How does the Braisa quote Dudi? Because you remember we said in the Mishnah, what happens if you have too much money and you already made a matzeva? Macha shenera matzeva. That was your svara. So now the Braisa says something similar. Now he doesn't quote you mamish, but in between the lines. It's Tani b'shem Reb Nusan. Remember, Reb Nusan was the third man Yemen Amishta. What did Reb Nusan say? Moisir hames boin le nefesh al kivrai. Here the Braisa says, Moisir hames even le nefesh al kivrai. What happens if you have even more funds? V'yasal le zilif al gabi mitosai. What means zilif al gabi mitosai? They used to bury the mason just like today in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't have a casket, no orain, but they bury the body directly into the ground. Now, if they were able to go and get the body right after the Petira, and know within a half an hour they're doing the Levi, is no problem. They're doing the Levi and Kvura. But sometimes it takes time. It could be a few hours. Sometimes overnight till the next day. If that's going to happen, what's going to be, Chas v'Shalom, the body will begin to decompose. When a body begins to decompose, unfortunately, there's often a reach that goes together with it. And then, of course, it's a bizoyin for the mess. Everybody says, hey, 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 and they want to stand far away from the mess. It's terrible. So what do? Yasa zilif al gamitasa. You use the equivalent of what we would call today an ear freshener or a deodorant to take away the bad fumes, the bad scent. And therefore, zilaf. Zilaf really means that you go and take wine and spritz. You pour the wine, machaz, a spritz or whatever, and not like a spritz that you add seltzer to it, but you spritz it around spray. So that it gives, like you spray it, so it should have like a nice scent instead of the smell of nevertheless. So that's what you do with the extra funds. Tony, we have in the braisa, ein poiden shovi b'shovi. Don't use funds that you collected for Yankel Smith for Beryl Smith. If you collected it for shovi echad, if we had extra funds, we told me give the oise shovi, don't give it to another shovi. Vein goivin talis petalis. What happens if you have two aniyim? Uni number one comes aboard and he says, Nebuch, it's starting to get very cold outside. I need a new coat for the winter. I'm freuden, I'm mummish, I'm freezing today. The word talis, lavdavka, means a talis for davening. Talis really means a beggar. So they collected money for a beggar for Yankel. And then before we had a chance to go and give it to Yankel, Beryl Smith comes and he says, I could also use such a beggar. I'm even colder than him because I'm thinner than him and I don't have that additional insulation. So why don't you go and give me the money? No, once you collect it for Yankel Smith, you don't give it to Beryl Smith. However, what happens if the Parnesim are the Gaboy Tzedakah, those that are in charge of the funds, what happens if they did change from one to the other? They shouldn't have. But if they did, Ve'im Mamachim Biyad Parnesim L'kach, or Biyad Parnesim, don't make a machor. Einacharami Avada, they should have done Kalocha, don't switch from one to the other. But if they did switch, it was for a good purpose.
His discretion. He has discretion.
That's what the Gemara is saying. Yeah. If they collected for a Gansa, Oilam, a Danza group, then there's nothing to talk about. But even if they collected for Yankel Smith, if Beryl Smith comes on the scene and the Gaboy Tzedakah feel that he needs the money more, they cannot, they're not supposed to change it because they made the appeal for Yankel, not for Beryl. But if they did change it, we don't have to make a Kinis Tshuva. That's what state in the Braisa. So now the Gemara is telling us a new thing. This is quite a famous memory of Chazal, that although we said in our Mishnah, make a matzeva for a person that passed away, when it comes to the grace of tzaddikim, it's not necessary to go and make matzevas for them, because the whole purpose of matzeva, it should be a lasting remembrance. Remember, we're not just talking about a tzion, just a tzion, make a lime around it. We want to write on it that they're giving a yid, a tzaddik, a kudish, medos, and yansi, they're giving a kanchas, and blah, 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 blah. I'll say they're fine. But if you're giving a zak, grace of kudish, a zak, grace of tzaddik, people are going to talk about him without the matzeva. If there's no matzeva, mitrem, they're going to name, tozen to your rim, the gedenks, oh, see, when a zak, grace, yid, a zak, luchim, blah, blah, blah. So you don't need to do the nefoshes. Nefoshes means the matzevas. The very men is a chernim, the stories about them, and their divrei Torah, that will outlast them for many generations. Now the Gemara is going to tell us now a story, which is going to be related to things that we spoke about, and this story is going to go pretty far into the Amud Beis. It's a fascinating story. The David I get in Shabbos and Kolter.
So why do you make the Ohel different? Rebbe's in Europe, they made them.
You know what? The Mefarshim Taka ask about that. Why Fakert? But it's a Nikum to Machman and Oil and Machman Gamsa Batevin Gamsa Gamsa. Yeah. The Chayyim said the Gemara and Medav Tishtin. The Gemara wants to. The Mefarshim wants to distinguish between what's the reason why you're making the Matzeva. Whether you're making the matzeva for the nifter or you're making it for the yoshim. If you're making out the nifter, you don't need the nifter. Baruch Hashem has nafs chusim. People are going to say his divrei Torah and his maasim and his uvdis for many years to come. Out of the mess, you don't need the matzeva. But out of the yoshim, that the yoshim should know where to go to and to know who the grandfather, the father was, and they should have kuvid, that people should say, oh, look, as a matzeva. So it's not out of the kuvid a mess, it's kuvid a yoshim. It's similar to the shayla God hespeda is kuvid the mess, or kuvid the chayim. So the same type of concept over here too, that they're doing the matzev is not for the tzaddikim themselves. The tzaddikim don't need it. It's for the followers, for the talmidim, for the chassidim, for the children, for the yorshim. Anyway, I'm b'mafarsh. Now the Gemara tells us a story, and this story is a fairly lengthy story. It goes into the Umid Beis for a few lines in a day. What's the mas? Rabbi Yochanan have a masmich ba'ozal o'al Rabbi Chia bar Ab. Rabbi Yochanan, either because he was a balbasar or because he had difficult sight, because if you remember, he had these eyelids long that covered his, or long eyelashes, so that prevented him from seeing so well. Anyway, Lamaisa, he needed or he used support of someone when he would walk. So instead of just using a shtekin, using a stick or a staff, he was ozl of the o'al. The word o'al is like al, being soymech, supporting himself on Reb Chia bar Ab. Vayreb Lezer chomilei, umit malei mikamei. Reb Lezer, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, saw him from afar, and when he saw him, the word chamile is like you say by the kol chamir v'chamir, the chazite, loy chazite, chamite, loy chamite, he saw him, But he did not want to be seen by Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't want to greet him. And therefore he went and hid himself. Although the Gemara says the word Reb Lezer, it's probably Reb Luzar. Reb Lezer ben Pedos, because there was no Reb Lezer and Amoira was only a Tanna. Even before we had Reb Yossi, which sounded like an Amoira.
It sounds Reb Yosef of Babel, right?
It was probably Reb Asi instead of Reb Yossi.
Oh,
Asi and Yossi are similar, so it was probably Asi. But anyway, you look at the Mepharshim that deal with these types of issues about historically and not. So continuing on to the Gemara, Reb Lezer saw Reb Yochanan and he hid from him. The Omar. The problem was that Rabbi Yochanan noticed that Reb Lezer saw him, and he noticed that he was hiding from him. And Rabbi Yochanan had a kpeda, a hakpoda, on what Reb Lezer did. So he said, "Halein tarti milayu hadin bavlo ovid bay. Two bad things this Babylonian did to me. Choda. One is the leishol b'shloimei." Now, here for the Gemara, it's mashma that the two things are going on. He wasn't shol b'sholim, and that he hid. We'll see in the Gemara that there's going to soon be a third thing that he had a taina on. So maybe these two really should go together as one. L'shol b'sholim u'mitmar, although the lashon of the Gemara is not mashma, so he says chod v'chod. But you'll see what I mean in a moment, because we're going to see in another couple of lines Rabbi Yochanan another hakpada against Rabbi Lazar besides this. Number one, the Leishol B'Shloimeh. What means Leishol B'Shloimeh? When he saw me, instead of hiding, he should have greeted me. And he should have said, Shalom Aleichem. Good morning. Vos mach, dear Rebbe. That's why he should have greeted me. V'chod n'stam mitmar. He hides. Why is he hiding from me?
Well, they just had an argument the previous thing about Yilichayam HaMelech or Asir Seif HaShalom. I mean, they just had an argument, so they didn't make peace yet. That's
right. So, Omalei Rabbi Yanka Bar Idi. So, Rabbi Yanka Bar Idi is trying to appease Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, Kach Nehigin Gabayim. By uns, as is the meaning. By the uns are mentioned, as is the meaning. Well, why is that the meaning? The Zeira Loishol B'Shloim Medirabba. The youngster, meaning the Talmud, is supposed to have such a moira, such a respect. A moira rabbah, k'moira shemaim. It's almost a chutzpah. They're bestowed to go and say shalom aleichem to the Rebbe. If the Rebbe goes and says shalom aleichem to you, avad, you have to answer aleichem shalom. But you, the kleinekat, you, the zoyer shebachabura, you nothing. You are greeting the Rebbe. Who are you? Not on the matrega to greet a Rebbe. The inan nahagin umekaimen, they are noyig, like it says in the pasuk by Eiyav, reuni ne'orim menechbo v'shishim kamo amadu. That Eiyav is talking about the good old days when I was at one time berumay shel oilam. The ne'orim, when they would see me nechbo, they hid. They wouldn't go and greet me because it's nishkepas that they should go and greet me. Who are these ne'orim? No, nobodies. And ichman in the grace Eiyav. Okay, so now. It seems that Rabbi Yochanan was appeased so far, but noch nish. We'll see from the Gemara that Rabbi Yanka Bar Idi continued to appease him further. It's Omalei, Mao Lemebed Kame Dadura Tzalmi. The word means Mao Lemebed Kame, not Lemebad, Lemevar. Lemevar Kame Dadura Tzalmi. There was a Tzalem. Tzalem means a statue of some of Aydazura that's called Adura, and some of the Mepharshim, instead of having the Girsa Adura, the Tangan Charitin has a Girsa Arura. Arura could be from a Lashon Arur, because as you know, the Gemara says elsewhere, when you're dealing with a Tumah, you're supposed to go and be Mechane it with the Shem Tumah, like instead of Beis Kariya, call it Beis Kariya, etc. So maybe that's the reason the real name was Adura, but they called it Arura. Are you allowed to go and pass by this Tzelem? What's the problem? Maybe by the fact that you're passing by, even if you ignore it, if you're going past, maybe that in itself is giving it a certain degree of kavod. Therefore, maybe you should go across the street and walk somewhere else. Amalei, ma'at palig le'yikar. What are you doing? You're not giving it kavod. Avor kamoi, just pass by the samyan and just close your eyes. In other words, turn your head the other direction. Well, you didn't do anything. Just because you're walking past is gornish.
Same thing though, like, with the Baal Pa'ar, if you want to disgrace it, disgracing it is the avoda. So this may be the same thing.
Here the avoda was to go and bend down, or at least to go and greet it and say, "Holy Adura! Oh, it's so nice to see you.
I adore
and
you."
Exactly, adore. Very good, beautiful. I adore Adura. Oh, Zayigit. But if you're just passing by and you're closing your eyes, you're looking the other way. Well, you're not adoring anything. If anything, you're being mavazit. So what's the problem? Amala yours. He said, "Yo, zeh good kizak," and therefore, Rabbi Lezer Ovid, what Rabbi Lezer did was also good. Tli over kamoch, he's saying, just like you said, that passing by, without doing anything, it might be deemed to be a form of kavod, but if you pass by and you turn your eyes away, that that could be a bizoyin. Since the minig by uns is that the youngster doesn't ask shalom, doesn't greet the Rebbe, so what would he do? If he had not hidden, if he had just walked past you without greeting you, wouldn't that be a derech bizoyin, just like you said, that you could pass by the idol and not greet it? Just hide your eyes, look in the other direction, and therefore you would not be giving kavod. If anything, you'd be mavazid. If Reb Lezer would have been in front of you and not greeted you, because you don't greet, and he would just pass you by, wouldn't that be a form of bizoyin? Can you imagine? The town passes the Rebbe, he doesn't acknowledge him, he doesn't greet him, he doesn't do anything. So therefore, that's why Reb Lezer went and hid. Since he knows that the minig is not to go and greet, to pass you without greeting you would also look like a bizoyin. Well, what are you doing? Why are you passing him without greeting? I can't greet. So what are you passing by? So therefore, that's why.
Why doesn't he wait? Why doesn't he wait? Rabbi Yochanan pass and wait for Rabbi Yochanan to greet him.
And that's how he waited, by hiding. In other words, going into a corner. So I don't have the problem of passing by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't see me. I don't see him. So again, he's trying to go and appease him.
He answered
both problems of why he didn't greet and why he hid. Va'oid, however, Rabbi Yochanan said no chatayin. Va'oid avir habavlo. What's the other thing? Play Omer Shmeitza Mishmei. He's constantly giving shurim, this Rabbi Lazar fellow, and he never mentions my name. And guess what? He's one of my star disciples. All of his learning comes from me. He should go and quote my name from time to time. The Heilige Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan Gizok Tazei, and the Heilige Rebbe Gizok Tazei. And he never says that. Isn't that a bizoyin as well?
Don't you say Hoyim B'dol V'Shem Mamchei?
So maybe Gula Oilam. You're adding salt to the wound. That's
Rabbi Yochanan's one who says that, by the way.
But anyway, but Gemara says over here, he never quoted me. He didn't quote, isn't that a bizarre? He's stealing all of my Torah. He makes it look like his own Chidushim. It's really my Chidusha Torah.
Why is he doing this? Isn't this like Lashon Hara? What's the benefit of, why is he bringing it?
To teach us Derech Eretz.
Rabbi Yochanan is saying that I have vayt nochatayin on Rabbi Lozer. I'm very upset with him.
I understand. So why is he?
Maybe he's telling the other talmidim that you shouldn't fizak like this. He's giving a vad or giving a shmuz, and he says Rabbi Yisai is zolchum mishfiras if he ain't a talmid. Zolchum derech eretz. Me this tevis. He's like, I'm good. Why do I refer to the fish? Wait, you asked the same question yesterday, right? Okay. So nechlan lafon of Reb Ami Rabasi. So Reb Ami Rabasi now came again to try to appease Rabbi Yochanan, and Amru Loin, they said, Rabbi, be very careful. We see that you're getting agitated, irritated, annoyed, and angry. And there was unfortunately a similar story, Kacha Yamas in Beis HaKnesset Shel Tarsim. Don't you remember the famous story of the Beis HaKnesset of Tarsim? Tarsim are smiths, copper smiths. That what? Beneger Shiyesh Beroyshe Gulustra. We had this Gemara back in the Sechet Shabbos and Erevin. What was this Neger? Neger means a bolt that you put on the bottom of the door, like if you have a chasanazal or major doors to a big shul or something like that. So in addition to the hinges, they have, let's say, swinging doors back and forth. What's stopping the door from swinging back and forth? So they have such a bolt in the floor, then you bolt it in and then you open it up. So that's a Neger. So now normally that be a shaila whether by putting it on the door and putting it into the hole, Shabbos. A Moisef Alabinion and Shabbos, like on Tzaboyna Shabbos. Exactly. But what happens if it had a glustra? Glustra means that at the top of it, it looked like a ball. As a result of the fact that it looked like a ball, you could use it to lishchik bite, to go and use it to go and crush herbs for Shabbos. And of course, there's always a problem of tchina, but if you do it right before Shabbos, right before the meal, then it would be okay. Remember the Imam Sechs of Shabbos. But the point is that you had the Naga Sheish Barisha Glustra Shenech Lekud, that there was a big machloj between the blazer Vereb Yoisi, and it became so heated at Chikoru Sefer Torah Chamasa Nebuch, they tore a Sefer Torah in their chema, in their hot fury. The blazer Reb Yoisi. Freit Yimara, Koru Sokadai, they went and tore it. It's mashed, they took it out of Aron Kodesh and they tore it. You're allowed to go, Chasashon. Ava Shenekra Sefer Torah, not Chasashon, they tore it actively, but passively as a result of this fighting back and forth. They became so agitated, never the Sefer Torah Chasashon fell down or whatever and became torn. Not that they were Kireyat, but Nikra. Okay. Okay, but the point is, even Machlek is Shemayim, but.
Put the Sefer Torah down.
And there's Vo'e Vesuva, we want that the Ahava should come earlier. Don't wait until the end after they got never so agitated and so annoyed that Nikra Sefer Torah. There was one Alta Zaken, Reb Yosi ben Kis Meshamai. Omar, he said to Mahani, I wonder, base of Avodah Zarah. If Chas V'Shalom, this base of Knesset will eventually be sold for a church, and they're going to use it for a base of Avodah Zarah. And unfortunately, that's what happened eventually. Why? Because this became such a base kaas. And if you remember, there's another Gemara that says, Kolakoyis Ki'ilu Oyved Avodah Zarah. So now this shul has become so full of kaas, it's now become a base of Avodah Zarah, became a base of Avodah Zarah. And if. I'm sorry? Nachmul?
This is a Milchamah Shel Torah.
Milchamah Shel Torah is very good, but it shouldn't come to the point that it becomes so heated that you tear the Sefer Torah. You can scream at each other. Even today, you go into some of the yeshivas. Nah, you don't know what you're talking about. Bah, that's smart. Blah, 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 blah.
There are limits.
Yeah, exactly. You have to know where to. You have to have the Avoy Basufa has to come earlier. Don't have Avoy Basufa at the end of the year. It's got to come at the end of this discussion. Anyway. So what were they telling Rabbi Yochanan? What they're telling Rabbi Yochanan is, don't get so upset, because Chas V'Shalom, if you're going to be Mulikas, you know it's going to happen to this Mismedesh. It might have the same fate as that other shul that Nebuch became a base of Avodah Zarah. B'choz of the Omar, HaKedein Mechavrei, so said Rabbi Yochanan to them, Rabbi Ami Rabasi, what? That's you're trying to appease me that I should try to cool off. Don't you understand that Rabbi Leizer and Rabbi Yossi, they had no bona fide reason to get so agitated and heated up that it should come to Chas V'Shalom such a state that the Sefer Torah should be torn. But I have a very good reason for being upset. Tusach Mein Talmud. Mein Talmud, he goes and repeats Divrei Torah without mentioning my name. The Gemara is going to ask in a few lines, Makal Mayim, Makal Rasha, he didn't mention his name. So Gemara is going to say, because of Sisoyz and Douglas Bekever, he wanted that his name. We'll see mention in the Gemara another few lines. Anyway, so Rav Yochanan is essentially telling Rav Ami Virabasi, your appeasing words are well intentioned, but they didn't do the trick. I'm still quite upset. Nichlas Afun Rav Yankabari, the Rav Yankabari comes in front of Mama Lake Siv, it says in the Pasi. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Avdoi Kin Tziva Moshe Es Yeshua. And then what did Yeshua do? The Pasi continues on, the Yeshua led Klai Yisrael, and he taught them Torah, it says in the Pasi. V'chein Osi Yeshua, Loi Heisir Dovim Mikol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Yeshua didn't budge, not even 1 inch, not even a millimeter, from any of the Divrei Torah, the Divrei Hadracha, the Divrei Hashpa from Moshe Rabbein. So therefore, everything that Yeshua does was mamish a carbon copy, a mirror image, als was Moshe Rabbein had gesagt. Says now Rabbi Yaakov Idi, v'chi kol dibur v'dibur shehoi Yeshua yoyshev v'dorish, hoi oi mekach oi Moshe. Do you think that every time Yeshua started off his drush, he said, Rabbi Yisai, the Heilige Moshe Rabbein had gesagt, the Heilige Moshe Rabbein had gesagt. He didn't need to do that. Because El Yeshua Yoishe V'Doirish V'Yodin HaKol Shatoirish HaMoishehi. Since Yeshua was a star Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, he only had one. There weren't thousands yeshivas in those days. There was only one yeshiva, the yeshiva Moshe Rabbeinu.
And everything. Who does learn from, if not Rabbi Yochanan?
Ata Zoisi, saying, Af'ata Luzer Yoishe V'Doirish, even though he doesn't mention his name, V'Akul Yodin Shatoirish HaLachai. Everybody knows that every word that Rabbi Luzer says is word for word what he heard from Yochanan. He doesn't have to say this, it's automatic. When people see Rabbi Luzer in front of their eyes, they see Rabbi Yochanan, because they know this is Rabbi Yochanan's Heilig Gebet. So now, finally, Rabbi Yochanan was appeased, and he says to Rabbi Ami and to Rabbi Asi, look what Rabbi Yochanan did, such a nice appeasement, good kizach, the sake good kizach, that Yeshua didn't mention always Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, but kefishtanen, people understood he meant Moshe Rabbeinu. Same thing, Rabbi Luzer, but kefishtanen, he means Rabbi Yochanan, Zayed Git Kizot. Okay. Why was he so excited? To read it, that Chas V'Shalom, they were worried that the shul is going to turn into a base of Avodah Zarah, into a timah. What was so terrible? Says Yomara, the Avduvah Bikishalei Rachman, even Duvah Hamelech in Tilim asks Rachman Bam Aibishtin. Shem, it says in the Pusik, Agura B'Aholcha Ilomim, Echse Peseiser Kenefecha Sela. The Pasuk is saying, Zuk Duvid HaMelech, I ask you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Metabakosha, Agura Bahol Chaylam, I want to live in your oil forever and ever and ever. Oilamim, not just oilam, I want all the doidus, I want to live by Ahalcha. Duvid HaMelech, no, he's a boss of Adam, eventually he's going to pass away. When I said Agur Ba'ol Chaylam is my Torah should continue to thrive and to continue for years and years. That in shuls they should still today talk about David HaMelech and what David HaMelech did and his Divrei Torah and his Tilim and all the things that he accomplished. So the same thing is, Rabbi Yochanan wanted the same bracha. And the Gemara continues on. What's taka the inyan? Sai by Rabbi Yochanan and sai by Dovid HaMelech. Shimon ben Nazira. B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar kol tamid chucham. Sh'ayim dvar halucham. Yipi boilam hazeh. Sfasav roich shesima bekeve. In the Bavli uses the expression doive voice. Here it says roich shesima bekeve. Shenema v'chikech kiyen hatoiv. Doive sifse yishenim. So what is this possibly? The chikech means the palate. Kiyena tov is like good wine. Doiviv sitz yishenim, that the people that are sleeping, their lips are still doiviv, they're still mumbling, they're still muttering. So what does that mean? Ma koymer shel anovim zeh. A koymer of anovim means that when they used to go and squeeze out the juice and the wine from the anovim, they put into a kli called a koymer. And that koymer, you would leave it standing, and eventually, over time, the anova would start fermenting, and then the juice would spill, and it would ooze out, and you'd have the juice eventually to make grape juice and make wine. So now the Gemara says, this koyme, this kli, kiv shebeniach odom etzvoy olav miyad doive, if it has in it the anova, and you push down your finger onto this mixture, apparently there was a lid of some sort, and you pushed it down, guess what's going to happen? It's going to start bubbling. Bubbles are going to come up. Why is it bubbles coming up? Because it's fermenting underneath, and you see the fermenting, that's the bubbling. So therefore, that's why the Gemara is saying, that's why Rabbi Yochanan was so particular, not that he was worried about his own kovet. He wanted to have this bracha, the bracha of David HaMelech, of Agura Bahol Chaylamim, that the Sifsoiz should be Merachshayz Bekevim. Says the word in the Koshin Samagid, that the reason why we call Chodesh Cheshvin Mar Cheshvin, most people say Mar Cheshvin because it's a bitter month, we have no Yom Toivim, right? Tishu is full of Yontif, and Cheshvin is not like Mar, it's like bitter. Zoyzuk the Welt. However, says the Koshin Samagid, the word Mar Cheshvin comes from the word Marachshin Svase, that when it comes Chodesh Mar Cheshvin, people are still repeating in the davening and their toidus, they're still talking from Yontif. You see, even many people a week or two after Rosh Hashanah or after Yontif, when they daven Marv on Friday night, by accident they start singing the niggin, the nusach of Yom Tov, because it's Merachshin Svase, the Sosayim are still. That's the same lashon of here. Also, Roich Shois Imoy Bakev. Merachshin, yeah, all the same thing. Merachshin, Roich Shois, all the same word. And enochan Marachshin, Merachshin, yeah, Shkoyach Mendi, Zayigit. Merachshin Imoy Bakev. Zukti Moriyet. Now Mahanua Loi. We just said that he has Hanua. What's the noah? So we use the possibility before v'chikech kiyena toiv doiviv sifsi yishenim. So this must be some sort of relationship kiyena toiv. So says the Gemara Bar Nazira Omar. This is the Gemara quoted before Shimon ben Nazira, and maybe he's an expert on it because he's the son of the Nazir, and the Nazir obviously had some shaykhs with wine. Perhaps that's the reason why he became a Nazir, because he drank too much wine. He was once to what was it called, Addictions Anonymous or something, Alcoholic Anonymous. So he wanted to be a Nazir, which I'm just clearing. So it's Banazir Omer Kadein Deshasi Konditen. It's like a person who drinks Konditen wine. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Kadein Deshasi Chamir Atik. It's as if the person drank yayin yoshin, old wine. The afil gav de shasi le tamer bapuma. Even after he finishes drinking, he still feels it in his mouth. He's still licking his palate, he's licking his lips. Oh, wasn't that good wine? I haven't had a wine like that in a long time. So that's the same thing, David Yisuf Siyushainim, that when people are repeating the Divrei Torah on this world, then the lips are muttering and mumbling up in Yenevelt, those Divrei Torah, he feels it, oh, that was a Geshmak HaShtikel Torah, and that's like a marshal to what we're talking about. Okay. Says Yimor Vait, Rav Gidl Omar, Ho'im Shmur B'Shem Oimra, a person that repeats a Torah in the name of a person who said it, Yirabal Shmur Kilo Oimin Lenegdoi. When you're repeating this Shikel Torah, you should look upon as if that Baal Shmur, the person who taught it to you, is standing right in front of you. That the point of seeing the person right in front of you is, in other words, that you should say it with the right diuk, exactly the way he said it to you. In other words, don't try to go and change the lishonis. The Gemara says often that it's a tremendous way of learning to try to quote your Rebbe word for word and not change it and use your own terminology. Use the exact same terminology. So when you're repeating a Shtikel Torah, look as if, oh, Rabbi Yochanan is standing right in front of me. How did Rabbi Yochanan say? He used these words. He didn't say doiv, he said roich shayis. Say over the word roich shayis. In other words, to say it exactly like the Baal Shmua said. Shenemar, ach betzelem yisalachish, should always go with that tzelem, with that form in front of you when you're saying a shtikel Torah, when you're saying something over. Says Yimar Ksiv. One pusik says, Rav Odom Yikra Ish Chastoi, Zeshar Ka'udam. Veshemuna miyimta ze Reb Zeira. Now, Rav Udam Yikra Ish Chastoy means that to a great person they say, oh, you're a great person, Ish Chesed. That's how the regular people address him. Ish Emunim, a person of faith, miyimtzik ze. How can you go and find a person like that? So what are we referring to? We're referring to, I'm sorry, miyimtza, ze Reb Zeira. What means Reb Zeira? Diom Reb Zeira. Listnan tzrichen chashoshin, lesnan tzrichen chashoshin, lishmaitzid Rav Sheshes. To have a gavra mipischa. What Reb Zeira is saying is, or Reb Zeira is saying is, that whenever you hear a dvatoya from Rav Sheshes, you don't have to take it with the same degree of seriousness as if you heard it from another Tana or another Amoira. Why? Rav Sheshes was a gadol. We bring Rav Sheshes to Rav Chas. Because unfortunately, he was gavra miftecha. When we gavra miftecha is like Loshin Sagi Nohar. And unfortunately, he had open eyes, which means never he was a saginor, he was blind. Since he was blind, he never saw the Baal Shmua in front of him. Since Rav Gidl said, Oim Shmua b'shem Oimra, Yira Baal Shmua kila Oimra Negdoi, Rav Sheshes cannot be Mekayim that because he never saw the Baal Shmua in the first place. If he was a Talmud, Lamashal, Rabbi Yochanan, he never saw Rabbi Yochanan, he made Nebuch blind. So therefore, when he repeats the Shtikl Torah, he cannot say it with the same degree of certainty and daikonus as if the Baal Shmua is Kenegdoi. The Baal Shmua is never Kenegdoi because Nebuch can say. So that's what the Gemara means to say, that Reb Zeira was very makbid on this halacha of the Baal Shmua and the Negdai.
But we learned on the Amud Aleph that when somebody heard Rabbi Yehuda quoting Shmua and not seeing him, they had the same certainty that was Rabbi Yehuda. So we see even hearing, when you know it's the person speaking, you can have that same certainty.
The Gemara is not saying that that's on the same Madrega. The Gemara told us a story. That Rabbi Yehuda was outside and he said, I heard Rabbi Yehuda asking Shmuel the following question, and this was a psak. But what the Gemara is saying is that when you are telling a shtikl Torah, you're giving a drasha, you're giving a shir, and you're repeating a shtikl Torah that you heard by a shir by your Rebbe, so then you should envision in your mind as if the Rebbe is now speaking instead of you, so that you should repeat it word for word exactly the way he would have said it. Rav Sheshes unfortunately didn't have that bracha because Nebuchi was a saginar. And the Gemara says similarly, Omli Reb Zeira l'Rebbe Asi, Chakim Rebbe Lebar Pasya, that Omishmaitza Mishmei. He's saying to Reb Asi, he's calling him Rebbe as a title, you know, my Rebbe, Chakim Lebar Pasya. You are a Chochem that you know the Divrei Torah of Bar Pasya and you repeat them so nicely, that Omishmaitza Mishmei, you are repeating them in his name, and obviously you have him also the Baal Shmua Kenegdoi, and so therefore you're repeating it so nicely, that's how you became such a chucham, that you quote it word for word, like Reb Zeira said before, that this is so important, not like Reb Sheshes, Nebuch was a Saginar, and like Reb Gidl said. And the Gemara says similarly, Omalei Reb Yoichanan, Omra Mishmei, Omra Shmaitz Mishmei, I'm sorry, it's really a Lushin, it's a really slightly differently. Start again. Omli Reb Zeira l'Reb Asi. Reb Zeira says to Reb Asi, Chakim Reb l'Bar Pasi de'at Omar Shemaita Mishmei. Did you get such tremendous chokhmah from Bar Pasi in the way you're repeating the Divrei Torah in his name? In other words, it sounds like you, Rebbe, meaning Reb Asi, that you are Talmud of Bar Pasia, and you're repeating the Divrei Torah in his name, and you're saying it with such a klorkeit and a zoyshein. Did you hear it from him directly?
You didn't watch him, how can you quote him?
Exactly. So Amalei says, so Rabbi Yochanan Mishmei, I taka didn't watch Bar Pasia because I wasn't a Talmud of Bar Pasia, but I'm a Talmud of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said b'shem Bar Pasia, and he had it, the Shmua, the Godel Bafana, b'shem Oimra, that he was Kil Oimra Negdoi, the Baal Shmua Kil Oimra. So Rabbi Yochanan now extended that further to me. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan was able to say the Dvart and Bar Pasia as if a Bar Pasia was standing there. Now I'm repeating in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Bishem Bar Pasia, so I take upon myself that same mala because I remember exactly how Rabbi Yochanan said Bishem Bar Pasia, so it's as if I saw Bar Pasia himself. That is A equals B, B equals C, so A equals C. So therefore, since Rabbi Yochanan said Bishem Bar Pasia, and he did the Baal Shmua Kenegdoi, and I watched Rabbi Yochanan, and I have now my Baal Shmua Kenegdoi, it's as if I had Bar Pasia Kenegdoi. And the Gemara says the same thing over here. Omer Reb Zeira Reb Asi, Chakim Rebbe Le Rav, that Omer Mishmei to Mishmei. Did you hear from Rav directly that you are saying it in his name? Are you? Do you have that mal of the Baal Shmua Kenegdoi? Did you even hear it from him? So Amalei, so he told him, no, I didn't hear Rav himself, but I heard it from Adi Bar Hava, Omer Mishmei. And Rav Adi Bar Hava was the Talmud of Rav, and he had the Baal Shmua Kenegdoi. So now when I heard it from Rav, as if I heard from Adi Bar Hava, it's as if I heard it from Rav himself. Okay, that's the end of that shtickel. Now we go on to a new shtickel, and that's the final shtickel for this perek. Kedoyre Shel David. Every dor has, unfortunately, its Leitzanim, but no dor had Leitzanim like in the times of David HaMelech. Ma hoyu prutzei hador oisin? What did these Leitzanim do? That you would go to the window of David HaMelech's study. Oimrim loy, David, David, Amos ha'yibana beis ha'migdosh, Amos ha'beis Hashem ne'ilech. Now, what was their kavana?
Disrespectful, he's the king.
That's what we're saying, Leitzanim hador. Now, what's the reason why they said that? Because there are psukim in Tanakh that said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech, as long as you're alive, there won't be a Beis HaMikdash. The Metzim Shlomo HaMelech, he will build a Beis HaMikdash. So their litzanus, what they were saying was, David HaMelech, why don't you go already? You know, if you would die already, then we can start building the Beis HaMikdash. You're the only impediment to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, it's a terrible thing to say. But David HaMelech said, even though these guys want me to become upset, I see that's their litzanus. They want me to get angry that they're asking I should die. Nevertheless, I want this to happen. In other words, what he's saying is, even though their intentions are very bad, but lamaisa, what they're saying is good. Why what they're saying is good? Because they want the Beis HaMikdash.
It's going about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Since I'm never the precondition to the building of Beis HaMikdash, I have got to die. I'm not upset about it. But Lamaisa, I'm the Simcha that they have such a yearning for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, it was being Malamed Tzchus on all these priests Adar, because I'm Sameach with the Brave, Sameach to Marvimli, that they are telling me, Beis HaShanet, we want to go to Beis HaMikdash already. David HaMelech, get out of the way. We want to go to Beis HaMikdash. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, V'hoyu kiyimlu yamecha v'shechavta es avisecha. What does that mean? Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu David, yom shleimim ani moinu lecha v'lo yomim chaserim. Even though they are asking that you should die, and even though you yourself, David HaMelech, is saying, yovei alai, let it become mekuyim, so that we should have the building of the base of Midrash, I'm not going to listen to them, and I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to give you yomim shleimim gan tzitei. In other words, whatever time that you are entitled to, your years, you're going to have, I'm not going to take off even a minute or a day.
Aha. That's what the morale says on this week's parsha.
Also, Avram Zuck and Baba Yamin.
Right, the Torah.
That these esum shon of Hashem or shon, because you think the whole thing with when Sarah with the Akedah, that's why she died. Uh-huh. I think that's the reason. That's not the reason. That's the simba that comes out from. But even that simba Ral says is also.
The Lamaisa, this was her allotted time.
Very good.
So that's what the Gemara is saying over here too. Right. It's your allotted time. Yom Shleimim, v'lo Yom Chesed.
But that's also. The cause of it.
Right, and now Kodesh Baruch Hu is now being mafayis David HaMelech, and he's saying, "Klum Shlomo Bincha Yibne Beis HaMikdash." What's the whole purpose of Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash? LaHakriv Kabbonis Simit, to go and bring Kabbonis. Chava Lai Tzedoku Mishvat She'ata Oise. Yoisman Akarbin, the tzedakah mishpat that you're doing, David HaMelech, is by mir even more dear and more precious than the kabbanah shenemar. I say tzedakah mishpat nivcha l'Hashem mizevach. So therefore, David HaMelech, Kodesh Baruch is appeasing him. Yes, the Beis HaMikdash is important, but the tzedakah mishpat that you're doing is even greater.
Which are important with shkolim.
Oh, very good. Hanalach b'tzafet shkolim, hanalach b'tzafet shkolim, hanalach b'tzafet shkolim. It's an easy mishnah and the gemara. So why don't we just start until we finish the bottom of the omid? So look at the mishnah. We already had this already several times. B'shloisha prokim b'shana toriman es halishka, which means originally the gizbarim, the gaboy tzedakah, filled up the lishka, that special lishka of sloim or machzah shekel with the shkolim, and they didn't take from those shkolim directly to buy kabbanis, but rather 3 times a year. Which are the 3 times a year? But price of Pesach, price of Atzeres, price of Chag. Price means half a month, which means 2 weeks, 15 days before Yom Tov Pesach, before Atzeres, before Chag. They would go into the Lishka, they would take 3 large boxes. As we'll see mentioned in the Mishnah tomorrow, the volume of the box was very large, it held 3 sa'ah, large boxes. They would fill these large boxes with the machzah shekel coins, and then they would use these machzah shekel from the 3 boxes to buy their kabbanis. They didn't have to go back to the lishka, they had them in the boxes. What did they do with the shiori lishka? Which we have that in Daf Yud, what the shiori lishka funds were used for. For medikabayas, for klisharis, we'll see mechim and Daf Yud. Anyway, so what we did 3 times a year, Pesach, Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach, before Chag HaMatzis, before Pesach, before Ateres, before Shviyas, Praise the Chag before Sikkis.
It would be Rosh Hashanah, by the way, right?
That would turn out, with, as actually it's going to be Chof Tes El like the Gemara is going to say in a moment. Behem Geronoi Shel Maser Behema. These three dates are all to the dates of Maser Behema, meaning that instead of Rosh Hashanah being on Tishrei or Nisan, for purpose of Maser Behema, you measure Maser Behema between these three dates. So if between Preis Pesach and Preis Atzeres, or Preis Atzeres to Preis Chag, if you had new behemoths being born, if you have at least 10 or more, then you already have the chiyuv of Maser Behema. And you're not mitztaref one goyin with another goyin. So if you have Lamushal 12 now being born, you have to go and give Maser Behema. You don't take two and say, well, the next goyin, there were eight. So take the two and the eight being mitztaref. No, these are two separate.
There's no moiser for Maser Behema.
No moiser. Oh, it is. Good. Ben Azi Oimer, no, the three Zemanim of the Gron is a little bit different. Be'esav Tisha Ba'adar, Ube'echad Be'sivan, Ube'esav Tisha Ba'av. So now, one of them is very similar. Esav Tisha Ba'adar, that's Preis of Pesach, that's 15 days before Pesach, which would either be Rosh Chodesh Nisan or the day before. Be'echad Be'sivan is not 2 weeks, it's only 1 week. Be'esav Tisha Ba'av is already a whole month in advance, right? Because it would be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or the end of El, and he's saying the end of Av. So it's, so we see that they're similar, but not the same. So Choftes Be'el is already closer to the price of the Sukkot. Echad Benissen is price Pesach. Which was that's why they did it the day before. Presume the Machzor Shekel will be the same thing that they did it the day before. Amr Bevol. Kol Hain de Taninan. All that we said in the Mishnah, price. Where's the word price come from? The word price is like pras, palga. Like we say, kedei achilas pras, which that pras means half a kikar,
half a loaf.
Here, the half a loaf means half of a 30-day period of a month. Where do we get this from? Since we know that before Pesach, it says in the Gemara, shi'al v'diarshin b'ilchos yontiv of shloishim yoyim, 30 days before. So we see 30 days is an entity of achonis before yontiv. So therefore, we say price, it means half of that 30 days. So in each case, it's 15 days before Pesach, before Shavuos, before Sukkot. The boys have a wonderful Shabbos, and Mitchum will